me show you off. Take off, no matter the cost. Come on now, let me take you across. Lakes and rivers, yachts and boats. We could go to Paris, let me show you the lavish. Ain't no need to pack, we can shout where we landed. Get you well established, upgrading your status. Then we hit the Eiffel for dinner when you famish. We could go to Spain, Barcelona, Senorita. I'll show you a buen momento. And we don't gotta rush a thing, despacito. Just wanna spend my time contigo, tigo.
So when me want true beauty, I decide the finest thing all around the world. No hesitate, you choose anything you want, but just why you be me. So when me want true beauty, I decide the finest thing all around the world. No hesitate, you choose anything you want, but just why you be me.
Come on now, let me show you walk. Take off, no matter the cost. Come on now, let me take you across. Lakes and rivers, yachts and boats. Take you on a cruise to the carnival, Barbados, crop over yo, or Trinidad, Tobago too. We got island hop like we kangaroos. We could go to Jamaica, hit Ocho Rios, lounge with the locals, eat like the people. Island tings, one punch in mojito, then watch the sunset from a gazebo. Zebo.
Coast to coast, grand banner. Jamaica, the land where we wanna. She take a pull on for me marijuana. She then yard, she know I'm creating a drama. No, African queen girl. Take a trip in a my ride. Your body clean like this brand. Let me take your pun to a girl.
What you mean you just got this passport? She only got one stamp in it. Let's change that.
So what me want?
Come on now, let me show you off. Take off no matter the cost. Come on now, let me take you across. Lakes and rivers, yachts and boats. Hey.
What's good? What's good? It's your boy Hollywood. You're tuned in to Hollywood and Friends. Thank you for tuning in. However you're tuning in, I appreciate you. Be sure to follow us on social media at Hollywood and Friends on Instagram. Our Facebook is facebook.com/Hollywood and Friends Radio. Follow your boy at I Am Hollywood, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And follow our producer, Stacy, at Hampton Blue Network on Instagram. BLU is how you spell blue. Hope y'all weekend is going well. It's Leo season. We're about a week into it. My birthday's in a few days. Judy Blue, our co-host over here, her birthday was a few days ago. Our producer Stacy's mom birthday was the other day. It's a lot of Leos in the building. Happy birthday to all the Leos. And yeah, if it's your first time tuning in, what we get into over here is what's hot in these blogs for the past week. What's the stories that had us all in a chokehold? This week, we'll be chopping it up about Carly Russell. I thought this story was behind us in a sense, because we already knew that her story wasn't storying. It wasn't matching up with the things. But over the past couple of days, we not only had a confession that it was officially a hoax, but now Carly has actually been charged. Yeah. Mugshot released and all of that. We're going to get into it. Also, Beyonce's mom, Tina Knowles, filed for divorce from her husband of 8 years. We're going to get into it. Glitch McConnell, also known as Mitch McConnell, had a frozen moment at a press conference for 20 whole seconds. He was just standing there looking into nothingness, and it got a lot of people questioning his health and what's up. Like, you good? Like, because you probably about 98 years old. What else we got? Speaking of frozen, scientists have revived a 46,000-year-old worm. Yeah, we're gonna get into it. Jamie Foxx broke his silence. He posted a video message to his fans. This was the first time he was actually on camera speaking. What else we got? There may be, the government may have, or former government intelligence agents may have announced that the U.S. is in possession of non-human beings, aliens, in fact. I don't know. We're going to talk about it. Nicki Minaj was the victim of another swatting incident. It's getting real dangerous. I don't know, but we're going to get into all of that. We also got what blows mine a little later. We're going to kick it off how we always do, and that's with the question of the week. This week's question of the week: what childhood activity do you still enjoy and why? What childhood activity do you still enjoy and why? For me, I don't know. Like, I honestly, I was trying to think like a childhood activity that I still enjoy. Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to have to come back to this before the end of the show. I'm going to come back with a response. But right now, I don't know. I'm drawing a blank with childhood activity. Yeah. I'm going to come back before the end of the show. Try to have an answer for this question of the day. But without further ado, let's get into what's hot in these blogs. I got one response from my producer, Stacy, for the question of the day. She says she occasionally liked video games. Okay. I can see that. A lot of people definitely do. That would be a common response I could see from a lot of people. Yeah, I'm going to put some more thought to this, and I'm going to try to have a response before the end of the show. But let's get into what's hot in these blogs. Kicking off with Carlithia Russell. What if that's her real name? Nah. But Carly was just charged with two misdemeanors for lying about being kidnapped, being abducted. So it first starts with she admitted that it was all a hoax. Via her lawyer, she confirmed it was a hoax. They asked for prayers and forgiveness. It's still no answer to my question. Why? That's still the big question remaining. I'm not going to be able to sleep at night until I know why. Why? So once Carly, I don't know if she avoid jail time, or maybe while she's in jail, she could write a letter or something letting us know why. That's the $1 million question for me. I want to know why. But anyway, Carly released that it was a hoax. She made it all up. And then a few days later, unexpectedly, because I know I wasn't expecting it, she was charged. And I was like, what in the Jesse Smollett Jr. is going on here? Because it was very similar to what happened with him. He ended up being charged. And then that whole court thing played out. So we'll probably see something similar with Carly. She was charged with filing a false police report. And it was one other count. It was two misdemeanors. I got to think of the other one. A false report into a law enforcement and falsely reporting an incident. So those are the two things. Minor but major, because they both carried a bond of $1,000 each for her to get out of jail initially. And they also carry a $6,000 fine if she's convicted and up to a year in jail if she's convicted. So minor but major, because I don't know about you, but I don't even want to spend half a day in jail, let alone a year. So yeah, hope it was worth it. And I don't know if she's gonna be actually convicted. No, we know this country has a history of making an example out of people. I don't know, she could be one of them examples. Like, think twice before you file a false police report, because Carly is the face of going to jail for a year behind it. Hopefully she doesn't. Hopefully she just has the lighter sentence of the $6,000, and hopefully she learned her lesson behind this. But don't know. Another thing that got a lot of people talking is her mugshot, because I was like, she came more prepared for the mugshot than she came prepared for the hoax. She ain't cross all the T's and dot all the I's with the hoax, but it looked like she got her makeup done. She pressed out her hair and all that for this mugshot. She's smiling. Some people compared it to like a yearbook photo. It's definitely, she like, look, this photo is going to be out here going viral. I'm not about to be looking crazy. We used to people mugshots where they look like they just woke up. They're usually very disheveled, and it's usually some from some drunken spender or some fight or something that happened. And they're usually looking crazy in these mugshots. Carly is actually looking all right. But that's not going to let us forget that you played in all our faces like that for a week and a half. Well, it was only 2 days, but still, it was a lot of wondering what the hell happened once you actually got back home. So yeah, for a good week and some change, you was playing with us. And here we are, mugshot. But yeah, do better. Get it together. Get it together. Moving on, let's talk about Trouble in Paradise for the Knowles household. Tina Knowles, that is. Beyonce's mom filed for divorce from her husband of 8 years, Richard Lawson. There's kind of been speculation that something was going on, because ever since Mama Knowles and Richard been married, they've been inseparable, at least on social media. Like, I don't think there's been a video post or a picture posted without them two together, whether it was vacations, everything. They looked like we was here for it. It was a lovely thing to see, and they were inseparable. And in the past couple of weeks, when Mama Tina would post videos and stuff, there was no Richard. Even when she went on tour, the first beginning of Beyonce's tour, you would see just her, no Richard. He was doing his own thing on the other side. And a lot of people on social media was like, hopefully everything's okay. Like, people literally was commenting this in both of their comment section, like, are y'all good? Is everything good? Because we used to seeing y'all together. And then lo and behold, the good old folks over at TMZ, they gonna find out what's up. And they actually found out what was up. And Miss Tina filed for divorce. 8 years. They cited it as irreconcilable differences. That's kind of like the common thing, right? When people file for divorce, irreconcilable differences. And yeah, I don't know. How do y'all feel about this? It's kind of unfortunate, because we don't want to see no couples like get divorced. Like, and they of certain ages at this point, you know, we want them to be crazy in love. That was a that was a trash ass Beyonce reference. But anyway, I don't know. But also in filing, Miss Tina Knowles requested that they both be void of spousal support. She don't want to get any from him, and she don't want him to get any from her. And now my thing is, I was talking to one of my friends about this. Hopefully this is just like amicable, and you know, they just sign, open, shut. But I was asking one of my friends the other day, like, do you think Richard would like just bow out and just say, you know, or would this be like, nah, I want some money? I would hope not, but you never know. And that would be crazy. And my friend was saying, well, Richard has his own money and everything. And I'm like, yeah, that's true, but it ain't Carter Knowles money. But I don't know. If with relationships, it's always hard. You never know exactly what led up to people filing. The real reason, you know, a lot of people was referencing this old clip from them on TV where she was saying he's not perfect, and they would people, you know, the internet go internet. They were trying to read into body language and his facial expressions, and he looked annoyed and all this. It's like, stop, Columbo. I don't even know if Columbo was a detective, but that's just what came to my mind. But people are always want to be detectives out here trying to figure things out. We don't really know what's up. But what I do know is things can get ugly when people file for divorce. Hopefully this isn't the case here. We just seen where Stevie J was just granted spousal support from Faith Evans, and they was married for like 2 hours. And now he's digging in Faith back, you know? So hopefully that doesn't happen here, but it definitely was a question that I had and wondering, like, could he? Would he? Should he? I don't know. We'll see how this plays out. But let's move on. What else are we talking about? Glitch McConnell, aka Mitch McConnell, froze in time for like 20 seconds at a press conference. Mitch McConnell is like 98 and a half years old. That's not his real age, but he's definitely up there. And I don't know what happened, but it left a lot of people wondering, what's up? Are you good? Because you don't just freeze like that in the middle of a sentence and stare into nothingness without it being something going on. Now, what's up? Some people was saying that it looked like signs of a stroke. I'm not a doctor. I don't know what the signs of a stroke look like, but something definitely went on in that moment. Glitch McConnell came back after a little while and the reporters was asking him like, yo, are you good? Like, are you able to still do your job? Does this have to do with you falling, whatever he did a couple months ago? And Glitch said he was fine. And just one word, I'm fine. Like, no, you're not. You just froze in time for 20 seconds. Like, the Republican Party has a history, longstanding history of going after Biden's age and his mental health and if he's fit to serve as president and can he do another term and all of this. And you got Glitch McConnell freezing like that for 20 old seconds. 20 seconds is a long time. It's a long time to just be staring into nothingness. So I don't know. I might need you to go ahead and clock out for me, Mitch. If something's up, go home. Stop trying to reserve your seat forever. It's okay. It's okay. You can step down. Like, Glitch is like, if over my dead body was a person, because I'm going to be up here until I'm croak, I'm a hold this position. Y'all going to have to drag me out in a bag. But it definitely has a lot of people bringing up the whole term limits thing. And it should be term limits, especially in Congress, because some of these people have been in these seats since I was born. I'm probably dragging it and exaggerating. But yeah, it's like, come on. The president can only have 2 terms, 8 years. And y'all in here just dictating and making decisions on things. And y'all like 100 years old. Wrap it up. Wrap it up. If no other time was the time, when you start glitching in front of a microphone, in front of cameras during the press conference, it might be time. Go ahead and clock out for me. But yeah, we'll see what happens if he actually retires or if he stands up there and to glitch another day. But let's move on. Let's talk about Jamie Foxx. He's back and he's better. A lot of people, myself included, was waiting for Jamie to actually release a video like the one he released on his Instagram where he speaking out for the first time since the health scare. We've seen him out on yachts and helping ladies with their hats and purses and streets and stuff. And here we are, actual speaking to the people. And he, in a nutshell, thanked everybody for their prayers and their support. He said, thank you a billion to everybody. Been a long road, but all prayers, great people, and God got me through. He said, I just didn't want you to see me like that in terms of why we haven't, why it was like so hush hush. And, you know, for a while, it was too much speculation and not enough answers. He said, I just didn't want you to see me like that. I want you to see me laughing, having a good time, partying, cracking a joke, doing a movie, a television show. I just didn't want you to see me with tubes running out of me and trying to figure out if I was going to make it through. He said, but I did go to hell and back. My road to recovery has some potholes as well, but I'm coming back and I'm able to work. He thanked his daughters and his sister for protecting him. They didn't let nothing out. And that's a fact. It was very vague, even from the first announcement of it. And we still don't know what happened. Maybe one day he'll say officially what happened. But we're just happy to see him back. He's better. And what else could we ask for? Best shots to Jamie. And he seemed to be 100. I don't know if he's 100 yet, but even if he's not, he's on the road to 100. And yeah, it's just good to see. Good to see. What else was hot in these blogs for this week? Evidence of aliens, possibly? I don't know. But there was three military veterans who testified in Congress. It was a highly anticipated hearing on UFOs a few days ago. And a former Air Force intelligence officer claimed the U.S. government has operated a quote-unquote secret multi-decade reverse engineering program of recovered vessels. He also said that the U.S. government has recovered non-human biologics from an alleged crash site. What? Nah. But yeah, so the woman questioning him, she said, you've stated that the government is in possession of potentially non-human spacecraft. Based on your evidence and extensive conversations with experts, do you believe our government has made contact with intelligence extraterrestrials? And he said, something I can't discuss in a public setting. She said, okay. She said, I can't ask when you think this occurred. She said, if you believe we have crash craft, as stated earlier, do we have the bodies of the pilots who piloted this craft? He said, as I've stated publicly already in my News Nation interview, biologics came with some of these recoveries. Yeah. She says, were they, I guess, human or non-human biologics? He said, non-human. And that was the assessment of people with direct knowledge of the program I talked to that are currently on the program. Non-human. So biologics can be produced from living organisms or contain components of living organisms. This is according to LabRoots. It's a scientific website that connects scientists across the world. So that's what biologics is. So he didn't actually say we have aliens, but what is non-human biologics? Like, is it slime? Is it like, I don't know, is it like worms or something that look different? I don't know, like what is it? But a lot of people immediately went to aliens, because what the hell else is not non-human? Like, so do we have aliens among us? I think we do. I personally think we do. I also feel like there's how many planets in this galaxy? Like, we definitely are not the only life out there. Like, literally the saying, the world doesn't revolve around us. Like, it might feel that way, but there's so many planets out there. We would be fools to think we're the only living beings in this whole entire system. So Somebody's out there somewhere. Will we ever actually come in contact? I don't know. Are some already here? I think maybe. Low key, sometimes I look at myself in the mirror and I'd be like, yo, I look weird. Like, we probably the aliens here. Like, I don't know if any of you ever did this, but sometimes I look and I'd be like just a lot of things about us as a human being is weird. You got to admit, like, these ears we got on our head, like, and the nose, and it's just, I don't know. Next time you look at yourself in the mirror, just like, aren't we weird? We're weird. Like, I don't know. I think we might be part of the aliens, but I do think there's some among us. I'm laughing because I just thought about that video that went viral on social media with the lady on the plane. She was like, that motherfucker is not real. She was trying to say someone wasn't real on the plane. And me and my friends joke about that all the time. Unrelated. We'll just randomly be like, that motherfucker is not real. But yeah, I do think that there's some among us. They may be able to shapeshift. They may be able to look like others. There was a video too I just seen of a little boy eating popcorn in a movie theater. And the way he was eating his popcorn, I was like, nah, that little kid is that. He might be an alien. Like, the way he was, like, just devouring the popcorn, like, I'm going to paint the picture for y'all. He sitting there in the theater, and he took both of his hands, put both of them in the bag, and just, like, a cartoon character would eat, just started stuffing the popcorn in his mouth mad fast, like, with both hands, left, right, left, right, left, right, and then just stopped, regular, and then turned to his dad or whoever was recording, and just started having a regular conversation, like, yeah, so da da da. And I'm like, what? You're not about to just talk to me regular after you just ate that like a cartoon character. It made me think of like the movies Men in Black or something like that. Like, I'm like, that motherfucker is not real. Like, I don't know. It was something up. If it's anybody that gave alien vibes, that little boy did. So, yeah, I don't know. We'll see what happens. We know the government is not going to tell us everything. So, whatever they know, this guy, I think he's referring to himself as a whistleblower, I think. Somebody in this meeting, hearing, was referring to themselves as a whistleblower. So, he's former. So, he may just be, I don't know. Could be just trying to sabotage, could just be making it all up. I don't know. But I do think we have some aliens here somewhere. But we're going to move on. What else we got? What's hot in these blogs? Nicki Minaj was the victim of another swatting incident. And this is getting out of hand. This is the third one. I spoke about it a few weeks ago. Two times it had happened at that point. This time there was a call reporting a shooting at her Los Angeles home. And the cops showed up. And I don't know, it might be time to move. It might be time to find another place. Cause right now your address is public knowledge, apparently. And you got people that's calling 911 saying that this happened, that happened. And these swatting instances have had deadly outcomes in the past. And I don't know, it's just bad. It's bad. And they need to trace whoever's making these calls and they need to prosecute them because, like, what's up? Like, knock it off at this point. It's also making it bad because now when Nicki do have an incident at her crib and she called, they might feel like it's the boy who cried wolf. Like, oh, nah, they're just playing. But, yeah, it's getting out of hand. Nikki, you might love your place. You might have like made it your own and renovated and childproofed it and all that, but it might be time to pack it up. Pack it up. Cause I know I would be annoyed. And like, it's ridiculous. It's getting out of hand. It's getting out of hand. A listener said there are people who believe the alien stuff. They said that it learned years ago from a coworker who believed some people are reptilians. People call them Pleiadians and reptilians. I think the Pleiadians are the good ones. People believe some of them are posing as humans. I agree. They're out there. They're here. What else we got? I think this might be the last thing for what's hot in these blogs. Yeah, the last thing I want to talk about from what's hot in these blogs for this week is, speaking of aliens, this could probably fall under that umbrella in a sense. Not really, but scientists have retrieved a 46,000-year-old roundworm, and they revived it. They revived this roundworm. It was recovered from Siberian permafrost. Siberian permafrost. They say the worm seemed to have remained alive by entering a state of cryptobiosis, in which they reduced their metabolism to extremely low levels to withstand extreme conditions. So essentially, the worm was frozen in time. Like Mitch McConnell. So they calculated the age of them by radiocarbon dating plant material also found in the permafrost. They determined the organisms are members of a previously unknown species. Interesting. And they revived it. 46,000 years ago. That's kind of interesting. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this. But when things like this happen, I'm sure the scientists and evil villains be out there like plotting like, oh, maybe I could use this permafrost technology for something else. Maybe I could freeze myself and come back in 46,000 years. I don't know. Like, but what are they going to do with this information is yet to be seen, but that is very interesting. 46,000 year old worm revived. Interesting. Philip Schaeffer, he's the co-author of the study and evolutionary biologist at the University of Cologne in Germany. He said that we can say they are alive because they move, they eat bacteria on the culture plates, and they reproduce. Interesting. He said to have a complex and multicellular organism that can shut down and go into this state of suspended animation for all extents and purposes appear dead. That's mind-boggling. Interesting. When organisms enter cryptobiosis, their metabolic reproductive, developmental, and repair process grind to a halt. That's according to the University of Hawaii at Manoa. Reading these articles that has to do with scientific things, the words, I'll be really like fumbling over the words like, speak English. Nah. I love science though. Words included, these big ass words. that I would probably fail in a spelling bee spelling. But very interesting. Very interesting nonetheless. Yeah. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Someone said their cousin kind of believes. I'm not sure if this was regarding this or not. I was reading some responses to the show, but yeah, I think that concludes what's hot in these blogs for this week. We're gonna get ready to wrap this thing on up, this part of the show at least. We're gonna get into what blows mind. That's the part of the show where we say what gets under our skin, works our nerves. What's that thing people do that just have you like, bruh? Really? Let's see. What blows mind for this week? What blows mind? I don't know. I might be good. I might be good on what blows mind this week. It's a lot of the usual things that I'm sure I've already stated on the show before, so no need to repeat it again. Yeah. We're gonna skip what blows mind for today. We're gonna come back with it next week. But yeah, we're gonna get ready to wrap this thing on up. I'm supposed to be coming up with the answer to this question of the day. At least I said I would try to have a response for the question of the day. I'm not sure if I got anything still. What's a childhood activity that you still enjoy and why? I'm still a kid at heart in a lot of ways. So, but I don't know like actual childhood activities. I mentioned earlier in the show, our producer Stacy's response was playing video games. That's definitely a good one. Stacy also stated she still danced her butt off randomly at night with her favorite music. Okay, it's a good one. What makes this so hard to like, well, hard for me to answer is because I'm probably overthinking it, because I'm thinking like, what's a childhood activity like? And the things that I'm thinking about is like, there's not really necessarily like exclusive to childhood. Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. That's what the response would be. Whenever I have a question and I'm like stumped, I'm like, that's a good question. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I don't have an answer. I don't have an answer. See, I keep thinking about like cereal. Like I still eat and love cereal. But it's like, is that exclusive to childhood? I don't know. But if that counts, then that's a childhood activity that I still enjoy. Yeah. I don't know. Like I said, I'm probably overthinking it, but Stacy's telling me that if it's a kiddie type cereal, that it would count. And I guess like, well, the cereals I eat right now, they're not really kiddie, but I've on occasion bought what would probably feel is like a kiddie type cereal, like Lucky Charms, where I would eat all of the oats first and save all of the marshmallows for last. Like, but that's falls in that realm. But the cereal that I buy the most and eat the most is definitely very adult, because the kids ain't eating these, like Raisin Bran Crunch is my favorite cereal. Special K. Now I'm lying. I'm lying about Special K. But Raisin Bran Crunch. And I still enjoy Frosted Flakes. But I actually like the Mexican version of Frosted Flakes now. And that was ever since I visited Mexico for my birthday. And we went to the supermarket. And that's all they had was the Mexican version. It's still Kellogg's, but it's called Zucaritas. And it's something about it. Because Frosted Flakes wasn't flaking like they used to. They weren't as sweet and stuff. So I stopped buying them for a while. But trying the Zucaritas in Mexico, I'm like, yo, these actually taste like the old school Frosted Flakes I know and love. So ever since then, and I live in L.A., not for nothing, there's a lot of Mexicans in L.A., and they actually have a whole, like, dedicated area in the supermarket for foods from Mexico. And Zucaritas is there. So now every time I go shopping, that's all I buy is the Zucaritas. Skip over the first, actually first of Flakes, and I bought a Zucarita. So fast shouts to Mexico for getting it right with those. But yeah. Yeah, so I don't know. I'm going to just say eating cereal, and I'm going to say the Lucky Charms. But yeah, we're going to get ready to wrap this thing on up. Thank you for listening. However you're listening, I appreciate you. Be sure to follow us on social media at Hollywood and Friends. That's the Instagram page. Facebook.com/Hollywood and Friends Radio. Follow your boy at I Am Hollywood. That's Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter and Threads. Even though I'm not even on Threads like that. I knew it would be like that. Like, it's similar to Twitter, and I'm not on Twitter like that. So I knew it would end up being like that. But if you're over there, you could go over there and follow me there too. You might catch a post from me once a month. Follow our producer, Stacy, at Hampton Blue Network on Instagram. BLU is how you spell blue. And also youtube.com/HamptonBlue. Be sure to subscribe over there and like them videos over there and all that good stuff. There's a lot of content over there. But yeah. I think that's it. Enjoy y'all rest of y'all week. Fat shouts to all the Leos once again. And we out. Deuces.
Round of applause, it's your big night, you've been waiting for this. You got your dress picked, your shoes right, your jewelry flawless. New names in your call list, thought I'd never know all this. Took a risk just to play that role, must have took a whole lot of courage. Damn, sure know how to work a room, baby, ooh, you a star. Then make it home right for dinner time, where'd you study at, Juilliard? You so gifted, no audition, must be chasing after the fame. Well, the stage is set and the winner is, look, they called your name. Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself. Don't be so shocked now, you earned it. Can't even speak, you so nervous. Had your speech ready, your girl set to back you like a chorus. Chorus, alibis, just a noble lie. Ain't no need to apologize. Go ahead, baby, accept that shit. And look, this whole thing's televised.
Just so thankful.
I'm just so thankful you done got caught. For that jewelry maker was called. Cue that rapper music, cut it short. No audition, you so gifted. Heard you chasing after the fame. Well, the stage is set and the winner is, look, they called your name.
It's crazy.
Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself.
Congratulations.